Welcome to the Knowledge of Salvation podcast. My name is Vito Tess, and for those who newly come to this channel and this podcast, it is all about teaching wisdom and knowledge from Word of God. When the Lord gives me prophetic dreams and visions to give warning or encouragement for people, and of course about world events that's happening in the world, this podcast information can benefit current and upcoming generations ahead to shift whole culture and civilization very fast into a more healthy one. All I'll be talking about in these podcasts is not a hard one for anyone, it is simply topics from my experience and from new study and research that will expand as years go on, so observe everything that I say very carefully. Now, before even I start, I want to apologize if in this recording is going to be some engines or cars in the background, hopefully not. And why I'm looking all like that, because I literally just woke up, so hopefully it's fine, but there's some relative that likes fixing cars, so again, it's out of my control. But the word work for the Word of God needs to be done. So anywho, today's podcast gonna be about about God warning, seeking God and helping other people. And quite a lot, just no moments ago, Holy Spirit led me to specific scriptures that I'm gonna need to. Then the context, of course, so I'm building prep ahead of time. So first verse is depicted in Revelation 18, verse 19-20, but I even recommend you read the full Revelation book. And it's really interesting, every single time I'm telling for people who are still in darkness, whenever there's opportunity, Revelation book. And for example, even the snippet that everything gonna be melted under fervent heat, everything that's in the earth about that I spoke even in the past podcast. Every single time, people still in darkness understanding its truth, but ignorance taking head. It's interesting, how instead of hearing truth, acknowledging it, and coming back to Christ. Some still is stiff-necked. About that we will speak in this podcast also. So anyway, Revelation 18, verse 19-20. They threw dust on their heads and cried out, weeping and wailing, and saying, Alas, alas, that great city, in which all who had ships on the sea became rich by her wealth, for in 1 hour she is made desolate. Rejoice over her, O heaven, and you holy apostles and prophets, for God has avenged you on her. It's talking about Babylon. It's talking about USA. That's why many people who are teaching Word of God, or even conferences happening, some programs, audio video formats from churches. Many people ask me where is America in the Word of God? Where is Babylon? And it's going to be destroyed. And again, I spoke about this specific topic, I think, in 13 podcast. I think only maybe some other podcast, but I think 13 is more specified because I spoke about prophetic vision that Lord showed me. And very, briefly, which I recommend to you here also, 13 podcast, that Lord showed me how I'm in this very room. Doing my tongue, outside, probably just after rain, clearing sky. And as eyes can see, literally, meteorites, various sizes, but big ones, literally, I cannot describe it, because it's, you can't measure it now, because that's how high it is. But Lord showed me in the vision, and Holy Spirit revealed, because Holy Spirit reveals the truth, that every single one of them, going to USA. Literally, it's some nexus point in near future. These meteorites gonna be landing on USA, which is Babylon. And again, it's same destination. If you're looking, time zones snippets, it's not only USA, but it's also South America. But it's a big that 1/3. Gonna be literally perishing. 1/3 is both Americas. So you people who are in America, you better repent. You better accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and commit your life to Him and study the Word of God and do it. And reject Mark of the Beast, current sting operations, or whatever going to be without which you cannot buy or sell Mark of the Beast. And just commit your life to Christ. Because if you not, if you found in that situation, and of course, yeah, you have to remember this. Many who first gonna be last, many who last gonna be first. So even last seconds matters, but I hope you're not gonna wait on those last seconds, because it's gonna be sudden, unexpected, and it's even depicted that there's gonna be a specific judgment with power in front and end, which is depicting nuclear bombs. Those gonna be as well dropping on USA. Now, don't ask me, you know, because Lord didn't show me those visions, because I believe that some, again, if you're looking for those visions of these things, I recommend for you, let me actually open descriptions, because I know that I have this this particular one in description of the podcast. And I was mentioning this lady not so long ago, you know, but I think it's a proper time to speak about it again. So it's Courtney Santiago, her link to her channel gonna be in the description section. She had I think like 8 or a bit more visions, like chronological order, and she depicts quite huge information about USA. And not so long ago, another brother in Christ, which probably even after I finish, I'm gonna make notes. I literally gonna make notes so I will not forget to do this after the podcast. Share video about California. So I had this vision, I think it's 132nd or 131st podcast about California, listen. And not so long ago, an individual, like brother in Christ, I can't remember his name, but I will share it on social media. Description section down below gonna be social media, but I will be sharing it with the viewer sites. He also got warning from the Lord that tsunami for West Coast, meaning for California, coming. And to me, Lord God, they had vision from multiple specific locations, how it's going to be looking like. And in this guy's comment section, of course, if you go to my channel now or whatever, audio video, again, 131st or 132nd podcast, now I cannot remember. Well, actually, no. Just wait a second. I will open YouTube Studio and quickly, you know, gonna describe it, because it's important that people would hear this specific warning. And like I said, even then, move out from California and commit your life to Christ, because it's going to be sudden. So speaking about this in 132nd podcast, California, LA tsunami, and it's pretty horrific, because some people are going to have literally 5 seconds disappear from in between buildings. You better wake up, people. And move out from California and commit your life to Christ and see Him like never before. Because these destructions come. So anywho, back what I was saying. So I will share this video from this brother in Christ as well. And but here's the thing. I've seen this vision from these meteorites. From the Lord God about these meteorites. And no one gonna escape that. It's just too many. The line of them was keep going, it's almost like it was forced to this direction by gravitational pull, of course, ordained by God. But you better get ready, people, you better get ready, because I can't remember who had these visions. I think it's Brother Jared Wheeler in Christ, the Unleashed channel description section, or maybe he knows someone that had it. But someone had visions that nuclear bombs landing on USA before they're dropping. Rapture happens. No one knows day or the hour, but we know the season. So, how I can describe this? Don't quote me on this, but Lord God, I remember he showed me vision of rapture by receiving glorified body, robe of righteousness, seal on the forehead of living God. And I'm in Lithuania at this vision. And that time was almost night time, already dark outside. So that means it should be opposite than that, daytime in USA. Now, I'm not sure if it's actually this now, but for some reason Holy Spirit wanted me to bring this out. So, again, Babylon, USA, both South and North America, gonna be destroyed in 1 hour. You better wake up, people who are in Americas. You better commit your life to Christ. And you better share with your relatives, with your friends, with co-workers. And at this point, it doesn't matter who's gonna laugh at you. Because if those people left behind and still was no rejecting Lord God and Jesus Christ, but then they will remember what you said to them. That's the worst case scenario. Hopefully it's gonna be best case scenario when they accept in Christ, because it's still free choice. Now further in Revelation 21 verse 5-8 is depicted this. Then he who sat on the throne said, "Behold, I make all things new." So it's Lord God speaking here. "Behold, I make all things new." And he said to me, "Write, for these words are true and faithful." And he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give of the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts. He who overcomes." What overcomes? Sin, temptations, wicked lifestyle, dissipated living, indulgence into sexual pleasures, indulgence into sexual immoralities, witchcraft, wherever Satanism forms, alcohol, drugs, psychotropic substances that affecting your body psychologically, mentally, physically, emotionally. If you overcome demons and Satan, all evil and wickedness overcomes. He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. And of course, because it's gender neutral, daughters as well, sons and daughters of God. But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake, what lake? The lake of fire. The lake, in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And it's depicted in other verses that second death, it hurts. So, you know. And every single day, you know, like, and I believe you brothers and sisters in Christ, you as well, receiving multiple, now to ridiculous levels, I believe, temptations. And I 100% believe anyone that says that, "Oh, I'm not receiving temptations," you're lying. Because the Holy Spirit multiple times revealed to me, the darker it comes, closer to rapture, more of these temptations coming. Because closer to rapture, Satan gets less and less time to tempt bride of Christ, so they would be left behind. Because then, to him, going to be given literally power to overcome the sin of tribulation. And every single day, you know, I can tell you people, every single day, I'm seeing anyone indulge into the money, into the concerts, and again, maybe it's just me, in these concerts, into events, oh, there's gonna be racings with the cars, oh, there's parties there, oh, drinking there. Every single time I'm seeing this, vanity of vanities, waste of time, energy, and resources. every single time. And quite frankly, you know, like I can tell you this, you know, I barely have time to rest. Literally, helping relatives, in these projects, warning as much people as I possibly can. Where barely, if it's a blessing, I have like 2 hours, sometimes maybe three, but rarely, of resting before sleep. And even at that time, you know, while I'm resting, you know, I'm still thinking, this is a waste of time. But Holy Spirit always reminding me, do not overwork and do not work for riches. Because the riches, like eagles, they fly in on and they escape. And that's it. So, you know, it's very that gray line where you have to operate when you're serving God. And every single day is a battle. And also truly seeking the Lord God. Brothers and sisters in Christ, you know what I'm talking about. Further depicted, Revelation 22, verse 18 till 21. For I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. Now this is a huge warning for everyone who takes away from the word of God or adds to it. If anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book. You want to know some of them? Open Deuteronomy 28, verse 15 to 68. Everything there is depicted. What are, again, it's not all of them, because it's through all word of God. But it's a huge portion of them. For the depicted. And if anyone takes away from the words of this book, of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life, from the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. So for example, if you are amongst, given to the case of relatives, that completely in darkness, don't know word of God, despising God, despising Jesus Christ, completely don't care, and even telling to you, well, you're doing this too much, like you overwork, you have to realize, if you disobeying God, if you're not doing what he appointed you to do, you're literally committing thievery from him. And if you do that, and you starting believing what relatives saying, and you realize that they don't know the truth, and you realize that they're telling false things, you literally allowing them to put you in place where your name would be removed from the Lamb's Book of Life. And those who are truly seeking the Lord God and Jesus Christ and committing your life to him, you know that you simply cannot compromise. There is no compromise in that. And I believe literally that's exactly how Apostle Paul, how he was. Many people was telling the most ridiculous things, and he just had to stood up, even if it means that you are alone. And I'm telling people again, Lord God didn't show me the flying part of rapture, but I remember Jared Beeler, brother in Christ, he described it from 20,000 people approximately population of the city that he was in the vision for him was shown rapture. Only 8 people were raptured. 20,000, only 8 people. And I would not be surprised that in country where I am gonna be similar thing even to higher number of population. Because when it comes now, like, and again, like it's bright, no, but so it's like if it's extremely bright, you should see someone even through window. In the vision where rapture was starting to occur, I see no other light through the windows. I was alone. And I know that around me approximately is approximately max 5,000 people, something like that. Maybe now less now because some people moved, but that's gonna be an extremely rare number is gonna be of rapture. And every single day. Because again, you can say, well, I'm a sinner. That's also nonsense. Every one of us are sinners. And I myself, that even there's 1% chance that I sin, I still repenting. I still asking God to forgive me. Because I'm far from perfect. And I even believe even Paul was far from perfect. As a matter of fact, I remember, I think Johnny's sister in Christ, Johnny Stalfield, notes in the description section, have you heard video? She described that, and many other people as well told, every single of these apostles, they all were sinners in the start. I think even David as well was. Again, don't quote me, but if I remember correctly, adulterer. There was Steve, when Christ was crucified, even to him, Christ forgave. At the verge of literally passing away. But of course, the resurrection happened, and he promised that even that very same day he will be in the paradise, which is the first heaven. Like first level of heaven, because there's two levels as some people describe. But anywho, so you better repent, people. Do not add to the word of God. If you don't want plagues from the Lord God, and even I will say at this point now, like even if you don't want this current plague or further plagues that's coming, do not add to the word of God. And if you don't want that, your name would be removed from the Lamb's Book of Life, you don't want that, don't take away from the Word of God. Because the ones who are not found in the Lamb's Book of Life go into eternal lake of fire. For depicted, he who testifies to these things says, surely I am coming quickly. This is Jesus Christ said these words, surely I am coming quickly. Amen. Even so, come Lord Jesus, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Further depicted in Leviticus 19, verse 33 to 37. And if a stranger dwells with you in your land, you shall not mistreat him. The stranger who dwells among you shall be to you as one born among you, and you shall love him as yourself, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. You shall do no injustice in judgment, in measurement of length, weight, or volume. You shall have honest scales, honest weights, an honest ephah, and an honest hin. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Meaning, do not become greedy. Do not seek materialistic things too much. Be content with what you have, as others were saying. And if you see someone like stranger, do not mistreat him. Help him. Therefore, you shall observe all my statutes and all my judgments, and perform them. I am the Lord. But see, it's not just 10 commandments. It's all God's statutes and all God's judgments. But we have to remember, you are not a judge. You have to operate through the word of God in every situation. And that's why Christ told, narrow path to salvation, wide for destruction. Further depicted, Numbers 13, verse 30. Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and take possession, for we are able well to overcome it. And further, some men who had gone up with him said, we are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they gave the children of Israel a bad report of the land which they had spied out, saying, the land through which we have gone as spies is a land that devours its inhabitants, and all the people whom we saw in it are men of great stature. There we saw the giants, the descendants of Anak came from the giants, and we were like grasshoppers in our own sight, so we were in their sight. You know what? Ironically now, exactly what's happening. People thinking like, oh, we're not able to do anything, you know, no matter that's 1% of population, we're not able to resist. That's exactly what led in past 2 years of this nonsense. And I know when coming out information that in Ukraine were to at least 26 biolaboratories where these bioweapons plagues, man-made plagues, was created. Imagine what they have now, dude. And the thing is, no, the plague was transported to China. But I believe this is just a part of the story. I believe they transported way more than just one plague. And they have, I believe, it hold it in specific locations to unleash it. And that's exactly what's described in Revelation book, that there's going to be all hell breaks loose with these plagues. Now, further was depicted in Deuteronomy 4. So again, even before that, what I mentioned, that you have to stop thinking that you, for example, that 99% is lower than 1%. Because that's exactly how this Babylonian system works. A small percentage controlling just few things, and that controlling more things more in the whole population. And that's exactly what's now happening from major things. It's coming to individualistic. And that's exactly what Lord God wants. He wants people to be themselves and stop being like copycat someone else in a way. And hopefully that you cannot hear someone in the background, because again, some other world is speaking now like loudly, but hopefully it's going to be quiet. Anywho, further depicted Deuteronomy 4 verse 29 till 31. But when Lord will scatter you among the peoples, you will be left few in number among the nations where the Lord will drive you. And there you will serve gods, from small g, false gods, the work of men's hands, wood and stone, which neither see nor hear nor eat nor smell. But from there you will seek the Lord your God, from big G, the one that's sitting in heaven on a throne, and you will find him if you seek him with all your heart and with all your soul. Meaning, you're fully committing your life to Jesus Christ. What that means? That means you're fully doing word of God. No more compromises. When you are in distress and all these things come upon you in the latter days, when you turn to the Lord your God and obey his voice, for the Lord your God is a merciful God, he will not forsake you nor destroy you, nor forget the covenant of your fathers which he swore to them. Now we are under new covenant through Jesus Christ, that he washed away our sins, he made atonement for our souls, and now we have to accept him as Lord and Savior, believe in him, in his finished work on cross, his burial, resurrection, ascending to heaven, and him you have eternal life, willingly choosing sin no more, because no more atonement is going to be done, fully observing carefully all God's commandments, to his laws and judgments, and doing word of God, fully, in context of new covenant of Jesus Christ, rejecting mark of beast, current sting operations, whether it's going to be microchips, or smart tattoos, or ID marks, whatever the case, without which you cannot buy or sell it interfaces with your body, reject that. And commit your life fully to Christ by doing the word of God. And he will not forget you. But you have to do your part. Now, further depicted in Deuteronomy 7, verse 14 till 16. You shall be blessed above all peoples. There shall not be a male or female barren among you or among your livestock. And the Lord will take away from you all sickness and will afflict you with none of the terrible diseases of Egypt, which you have known, but will lay them on all those who hate you. And it's depicted, those who serve in Christ, because he suffered persecution, we also gonna suffer persecution, those who follow him and commit our lives to Christ. So likewise, with the sicknesses, what is with the sicknesses, like you want to be no more sick, you commit your life to Jesus Christ, you fully follow him, and you fully follow him, you will get no sicknesses, but the ones who hate you for his name's sake, for Christ's name's sake, those people gonna receive those diseases. But of course, until the time that they really realize, okay, we now must humble ourselves, we must commit our lives to Jesus Christ, and then they will be sick no more. Like, I can tell you, like, I, again, temptation is still happening, and I 100% believe they're going to be keep happening until even day of rapture. But you endure, you commit your life to Christ, you keep seeking Him, every single day, repent, every single day repenting, every single day doing the word of God. You being sick no more, and you will see just rewards of the wicked. Until they as well themselves choosing to repent. That's why when you're seeing some people, those who commit their lives to Christ, not being sick, but the ones who say, but they're actually not doing it, they being sick. That's the difference. Now further is depicted also, you shall destroy all the peoples whom the Lord your God delivers over to you. Your eyes shall have no pity on them, nor shall you serve their gods, for that will be a snare to you. So false gods, all these statues, or even its money, because all gold and silver belongs to the Lord God, not to you. I hope you know this by now. And serve only Lord God. And the destruction of peoples who Lord God delivers over you, it can be, again, no murdering should be done, but it can be done even, for example, exposing evil. Exposing deeds of people who portray themselves one way, but actually behind the curtains, they're completely different individuals. And committing wickedness. And that's what's now being done with this past 2 years, man-made plane. And that's exactly what's happening with all this new situation where there was, oh, Nate, oh, there's this happening, oh, it's for Ukraine, what is this? I understand people suffering, that's for sure, but the fact is that there was 26 biolaboratories hidden from public. That tells you quite a lot. And it was long time going, you know, because it's with all this NATO situation, with USA also, it's just, again, I remember Holy Spirit told me, nothing is as it seems, just wait and see. I waited, there you go. It started literally coming out all kinds of stuff. Of course, after careful observation, what is true, what is not. So you better stop serving false gods now that they would not become snare to you. Including believing that government wants you good. Some people in government do. But majority of governments are right now before Christ coming corrupt. And tribulation period 7 years is going to be even more corrupt. Further depicted, Deuteronomy 7, verse 17 till 26. If you should say in your heart, these nations are greater than I, how can I dispossess them? You shall not be afraid of them, but you shall remember well what the Lord your God did to Pharaoh and to all Egypt, the great trials which your eyes saw, which, by the way, I recommend for you, read Exodus book and study to see what was done in Egypt. Because all these now scripts, oh, this might be this, oh, this may be that. This ancient word of God, the Exodus book, depicted what happened in Egypt. It was so terrible, you know, but it's because of the wicked Pharaoh. Again, the great trials which I saw, the signs and the wonders, the mighty hand the mighty hand and the outstretched arm by which the Lord your God brought you out. So he brought out Israel, his people, out from the land of Egypt where they were slaves, and even was appointed by Pharaoh taskmasters to make Israel, Lord God's people, their work become bitter. And Pharaoh was not allowing them to have feasts, no, and because at the time still was needed to do specific feasts like sacrifice for the Lord God, because at that time was not yet Jesus Christ. So, Lord God brought them out. And at the same time bringing plagues on Egypt because of what Pharaoh was, how he was behaving. So shall the Lord your God to do to all the peoples of whom you are afraid. This, by the way, applies even now. And as you can see, you know, the ones who truly commit their lives to Christ and undoing the word of God have nothing to be afraid of. And that's exactly what you're seeing as well in the past 2 years. This literally God shaking heaven and earth, so the ones who are not shaken can remain. Including he shaking as well all these people who think they cannot be touched. And like I mentioned in the past podcast, all these individuals that think they're going to be safe in bunkers, 3,600 degrees Celsius is going to be on the surface of Earth, even way more hotter below there. Just saying, these bunkers are not going to protect these people. Because everything is depleted, everything in it, including in inner parts of Earth, including in the bunkers, works, gonna be melted with fervent heat, burned up. So further depicted, moreover, the Lord your God will send a hornet among them until those who are left, who hide themselves from you, are destroyed. That sounds to me like hiding in the bunkers. Further depicted. You shall not be terrified of them, for the Lord your God, the great and awesome God, is among you. And the Lord your God will drive out these nations before you little by little. You will be unable to destroy them at once, lest the beast of the field become too numerous for you. But the Lord your God will deliver them over to you and will inflict defeat upon them until they are destroyed. Meaning, he will show you what he can do, even right now. And it's already starting. It's really interesting. Same time, all this preparation for 7 years tribulation happening, same time, evil is starting to be exposed. It's literally a spiritual battle. Further depicted. And he will deliver their kings into your hand, and you will destroy their name. From under heaven, no one shall be able to stand against you until you have destroyed them, meaning exposed evil and justice according to the word of God gonna be done. So when people gonna realize that it's each person's duty to do word of God and stop following these wicked customs of corrupted kings, it's gonna be keep going, and people eventually gonna be revolution, and these wicked governments gonna be overthrown. That's what's coming. Doesn't matter where they're gonna be hiding. In Lord God is depicted. Now further depicted, he will do justice. No, none are gonna be able to escape. Doesn't matter what amount of iron or rocks gonna be falling on the bunkers, you know, and hiding them in the bunkers, doesn't matter. They're gonna be melting inside those bunkers. And imagine that, like, stand alone that, if they by some reason would be remained alive in the bunkers. Heat waves gonna be melting even food and food reserves, so they're gonna be literally even starving to death in their bunkers. Did you realize that? None of air conditioning, all the systems, everything gonna be, is gonna be literally the tombstones. The tombs. These bunkers gonna become tombs. Further depicted. And he will deliver the kings into your hand, and you will destroy their name from under heaven. No one shall be able to stand against you until you have destroyed them. You shall burn the carved images of their gods with fire. You shall not covet the silver or gold that is on them, nor take it for yourselves, lest you be snared by it, for it is an abomination to the Lord your God. Nor shall you bring an abomination into your house, lest you be doomed to destruction like it. You shall utterly detest it and utterly abhor it, for it is an accursed thing. So everything that is those false gods, statues, or what is false god? It is anything you idolize, and what's now being idolized? Let me refresh your memory. Alexa, or any or all these other AI robots. That is false gods. And how it's depicted again here is clearly written. Nor shall you bring an abomination into your house, lest you be doomed to destruction like it. You shall utterly detest it. What is detest? Detest. Because maybe some people don't know what this word means. Detest. Dislike intensely. Completely. It's clearly understandable that you must remove it from your house. If you don't, you will be doomed to destruction like that Pacific robot. Same thing with coming with all these robots in medical facilities. Like, for example, the one called, how this robot called, Sophia. Which ironical part, not so long ago, I was watching this documentary. Well, it depends on if it's documentary, or maybe it isn't, but I remember very clearly that what's depicted about this Valentine's Day, that there's this Tammuz and its mother, and its mother, I think it's depicted Mother Earth, which I know from studying the title about Satan's Deception Tools Religions, 19 podcast till 48. That this Mother Earth is depicted as same Sophia. So this is just trying to bring that satanic presence into this robot or AI. And about Valentine depicted that what it means a celebration when the sun had sexual immorality with mother. And apparently, I didn't even knew this. Now that a heart symbol, it means heart symbol. It means Baal, and Baals are idols, false gods. So every single time anyone celebrates Valentine's Day, they actually celebrating false god. And actually, Tammuz, it is Satan. So every single time you're celebrating Valentine's Day, you're actually worshipping Satan. And every single time anyone says Happy Valentine's Day, you're actually saying Happy Satan's Day. And clearly, it's paganism holy. So why I'm saying this? Well, same thing, you know, with the Sophia, with these robots now. If you're having these things, or participating with them, you're actually worshipping Satan. Never even thought about it, I guess. And that's exactly why in all these systems now, including now even in operational systems, are embedded these voice robots. So people without even knowing that, they're helping build image of the beast and worshipping Satan. It's just, no wonder all hell breaking loose, no, literally starting now here and there from, because rapture is coming, people. And you better keep right with Christ. Now, further was depicted in Deuteronomy 9, verse 7 to 14. Remember, do not forget how you provoked the Lord your God to wrath in the wilderness, from the day that you departed from the land of Egypt until you came to this place. You have been rebellious against the Lord. Also in Horeb you provoked the Lord to wrath, so that the Lord was angry enough with you to have destroyed you. When I went up into the mountain to receive the tablets of stone, the tablets of the covenant which the Lord made with you, then I stayed on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. I neither ate bread nor drank water. Then the Lord delivered to me 2 tablets of stone written with the finger of God, and on them were all the words which the Lord had spoken to you on the mountain from the midst of the fire in the day of the assembly. And it came to pass at the end of 40 days and 40 nights that the Lord gave me the 2 tablets of stone, the tablets of the covenant. Then the Lord said to me, Arise, go down quickly from here, for your people whom you brought out of Egypt have acted corruptly. They have quickly turned aside from the way which I commanded them. They have made themselves a molded image, meaning worshipping false god. Furthermore, the Lord spoke to me, saying, I have seen these people, and indeed they are a stiff-necked people, stubborn meaning. Let me alone, that I may destroy them. This is Lord God speaking. Let me alone, that I may destroy them, and blot out their name from under heaven, and I will make of you a nation mightier and greater than they. Short saying, Lord God at that time, he had enough. Seeing that people making a false god and worshipping false god as it is true god, but it isn't, and it is abomination and provocation of Lord God to anger. And he wanted to blot out, to literally destroy people who commit abomination with false god. Look around the world. How many false gods people worshipping, not to mention even false doctrines. Stan Lobbeck already spoke about it in 2nd section to his religions, widely. So I know what I'm talking about. I did my study 6 months, literally. But as well now other false gods. Money, digital currencies, wealth, cars now, all this stuff. And now there is artificial intelligence, false gods. So imagine that. Right now it is Alexa, with all these other robots, with Sophia, this robot, artificial general intelligence, literally image of the beast being built. And it is and sorry if you hear some background noise, because some relatives still cannot, for some reason, stay quiet, you know, like, I don't know why they have to make a noise. You have to realize that these false gods now happening, and you cannot go with these world customs. You just can't. So, quicker you realize these things, quicker you understand that if you're gonna have false god, anything as idol more important to you than the Word God, more important to you than the Word of God and studying it and doing it, you're just provoking the Lord God to anger. And I tell how it is to destroy. And you better repent. You better commit your life to Christ while you have time. Even if it means that for you, Word of God and serving Lord God would be far more important than some ridiculous drug racing. And that's just the fact, people. Now further depicted, Deuteronomy 10 verse 16 till 22. Therefore circumcise the foreskin of your heart and be stiff-necked no longer, meaning stop being stubborn and resisting Lord God. For the Lord your God is God of gods, big G, of small G, meaning he is Lord God, he controls everything. But those false gods is not to you to follow. And he realizes that. and Lord of lords. So there is no other king on this earth that is higher than the Lord God that is in heaven. The great God, mighty and awesome, who shows no partiality nor takes a bribe, he administers justice for the fatherless and the widow, and loves the stranger, giving him food and clothing. Therefore, love the stranger, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. You shall fear the Lord your God, you shall serve him, and to him you shall hold fast and take oaths in his name. He is your praise, and he is your God, who has done for you these great things and awesome things which your eyes have seen. Your fathers went down to Egypt with 70 persons, and now the Lord your God has made you as the stars of heaven in multitude. So all you have around you is not because of your doing. All you have around you is because of him. That you have to obey him and do word of God in order to receive blessings. And that's exactly why majority of population don't have his blessings, because they don't do word of God. It's simplicity as that. And just take it at this now. Well, what, then why in the country where I am in so much alcoholism and so much homeless and people drinking alcohol? Well, how about your government? Do they do word of God and they taken away alcohol from the shelves of the shopping mall? Do they adding taxes for the ones that consuming alcohol? Which is, alcohol was used in African traditional religion and Hellenism as a tool of satanic rituals, sacrifices for demons to be demonically possessed by Kundalini serpent Satan himself. Do they removing such substance that is part of witchcraft from the shopping mall? There you go, your problem solution. So that's the thing, you know, and that's exactly, glory to God, Eddie Paul, brother in Christ. I was hearing his message last night. In the description section will be linked to his channel. I remember very clearly, and sorry if you hear some background noises because someone again wants to hear the radio and loud as possible. I remember very clearly that he was speaking about these things, how when it's happening in Ukraine, when someone describes, oh, it's Ukraine, this, Russia, this, it's not about simple people. It's about specific individuals, and not all individuals in government, but specific individuals in government that are wicked and corrupted and not doing the word of God. Now, further depicted in Deuteronomy 15, verse 10 to 11, is depicted, you shall surely give to him, and your heart should not be grieved when you give to him, because for this thing the Lord your God will bless you in all your works and in all to which you put your hand. For the poor will never cease from the land, therefore I command you, saying, you shall open your hand wide to your brother, to your poor, and to your needy in your land. So you have to help those who are in need. And it's really strange how you see worldwide this ridiculous trend, where if someone literally poor, usually people say like, well, that person should get a job. Really? Do you know that person? Do you know every single of almost 8 billion people, and 1 billion is 1,000 million, if I remember correctly? So you know almost these 8,000 million people, every single one of them? Do you? You really don't. So before you judging it, remember, in Word of God depicted, you are not a judge. You are not maker of the law. God is. So you better help the poor and needy, help the stranger, while you have chance. And this especially goes to the people who, having all the riches, dirty cars, multiple garages, you know, multiple yachts, multiple planes. Really? You're going to keep getting those things instead of helping poor and needy? It's depicted. It's harder for rich men enter the kingdom of God. It's easier for camel go through eye of a needle. So, again, you better help. Love one another and help one another, because disability is soon gonna pass away, tribulation coming, and all hell breaks loose. But most importantly, accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, believe in him in his finished work on cross, your sins was washed away, atonement was made for your souls, You have to believe in his burial, resurrection, ascending to heaven, in him you have eternal life. And believe in Christ means you commit your life to Christ. So you're choosing willingly sin or more, observe carefully all God's commandments, to do his laws and judgments, and do them in context of the covenant of Jesus Christ. You reject mark of the beast current sting operations, or microchips, smart tattoos, or ID marks. Reject that, without which you cannot borrow and sell. And pray that you would be accounted worthy to escape out of trial, all these things that come upon this earth. And pray about one another. Pray, if you need something, how to pray to God in Jesus Christ's name, privately, while no more sinning, having no part there, believing that you receive what you ask for, and give God thanks in advance. And preach all gospel of salvation. Study it first. I recommend King James Version and New King James Version. Study that and preach it to all four corners of earth, and lead as many people as possible to Jesus Christ. Now, of course, if you like this video and this podcast, make sure to press like, subscribe for this channel for future podcasts. Press bell button so you'll be notified when I upload new podcasts. Comment down below, but please, from sober mind, administrate every single comment. If you have friends, relatives, or co-workers that love to hear about this podcast topics, make sure to share this podcast and channel with them. It will be beneficial for them in the long term. If you're looking for t-shirts, hoodies, pillows, comforters, literally bunch of products, Redbubble, in description section down below, going to be link product shop. I made them customly, painting myself. If you feel driven, donate and support me directly, there's PayPal, going to be link as well, description section. Bible study wallpapers as well, going to be link in description section. Meet for us as artist, Healing Frequency Music, at Spotify, link going to be. Of course, it's available also on iTunes, Apple Music, Amazon, Deezer, Tidal, YouTube Music, Napster, Color Music, and Shazam platforms. And of course, social media. If you want to contact me, you can do it through there. Instagram, me, and Twitter, mainly me and Twitter. There I share messages from the Lord, other people's testimonies, dreams from the Lord, and other podcasts that ultimately leads to Jesus Christ. And all these links, description section is going to be. Glory to God for, of course, this hopefully quiet moment. No, hopefully the microphone didn't pick those like background sounds. But anywho, thanks for taking heed. Thanks for watching. And you know, till rapture happens, I see you in the next one.